this cultural vandalism may not be quite as disastrous as it seems. I got an archaeologist to look at the video. The statues, he said, break like plaster, not like ancient stone.
So these are replicas of the statues?
Yeah, these look like, you see the iron bars coming out of them.
But it's still an assault on the heritage of the Iraqi people.
If you look at how Iraqis are reacting, they're taking the destruction of their cultural heritage, their identity, essentially, just as seriously as the beheadings in many cases. Maybe perhaps not as, but certainly as a high priority, because this is something that deals with who they are as people, and they recognize this.
Everyone remembers how the Taliban blew up the Buddhas at Bamiyan in Afghanistan. This is similar. And it appears that the demolition squad of the Islamic State destroyed an original 7th century winged bull at the gate to Nineveh, the ancient Assyrian capital near Mosul.
I think the winged bull is very important locally because it's one of the few objects that hasn't left the country or hasn't gone to Baghdad. So much of ancient northern Iraqi culture, material culture, is now in Western museums. It's in Chicago and New York and London and Berlin and Paris. Now that's fantastic for us, but that's pretty rotten for the people who actually live in the places where this stuff comes from.
They've also burnt books from the public and university libraries in Mosul. Some may be ancient Islamic manuscripts. The jihadis believe their religion demands the destruction of icons and idols. But it's also a way of crushing the people they rule, of filling them with fear for the future by denying their past.